podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So good friends of mine, Will and Shanna, I actually married Will and Shanna. I was the officiant at their wedding. And now they have added to their family. Will and Shanna adopted a little baby girl. And she's cute as could be, little Hadley. So I went to the store this weekend to get a card. A little card, congratulations. I'm going to send them some diaper gift cards.
Right.
Perfect.
But I needed to find a greeting card to put them in, right?
Something with a stork.
Something, but I wanted something a little lighthearted, a little bit of fun and stuff like that. I got to tell you something. If you're not looking for a birthday card, you got your work cut out for you when you go to a grocery store and you're walking up and down the aisles trying to find a particular card. You know what I mean? And when I finally found the new baby cards, there was like...
Four to choose from.
Yeah. Oh, no, there literally were two to choose from. And I was like, oh, I don't like either one of these. So I had a brilliant idea because I am an idea man. And I thought, I don't know if you can get the card manufacturers to play ball with you or not on this. But the problem when you're trying to shop for a card at King Soopers or something is that card companies have their own sections. In other words, first you got, here's the Hallmark section. And so they then distribute birthday cards, love cards, new baby cards, anniversary cards. And then you got the other, like, fantasy world section of cards, and then they have their birthday cards and their love cards and their baby cards and stuff. And then you got the Joe Schmo section of cards. And I thought, you know what they need to do? They just need to have a section. These are all birthday cards, and then you can have your little sections in there of Hallmark and so and so and so and so. And then on this section over here, these are all going to be new baby cards. And you can put your Hallmarks here and your Joe Schmoes here and your Joe List.
So you don't have to walk up and down to all the
different
sections.
Because if you're looking for new baby cards, you've got to walk almost the entire store looking for the little hit and miss sections.
Hashtag Dom problems.
Yes.
What store were you at? But this is a grocery store?
Are you telling me this does not make sense to you? Because that totally makes sense, and it's totally the best
way
to do it.
But they do that. Go into a Hallmark. That's they're in sections.
Yeah, he's a bachelor. He's buying his cards.
So that's maybe it's different than at the grocery.
I mean, King Soopers, and I think at King Soopers, King Soopers needs to tell, and Safeway, and they need to tell their card distributors, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna throw all the baby cards in one section. You got to make your stand out.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
So that's what I wish they would do.
My thing with cards is that Gentleman Caller comes from a family. He was born into this, and now this is just the way he is. They are the long poetry, usually written in some sort of script font, threefold card.
Yes.
So you got all this crap on the front, and there's probably like some sort of watercolor sunset as the backdrop of this card. And then you open it up, and oh God, there's five more little paragraphs of all sorts of, you know, you give my heart wings, you make me want
to
sing.
It's like a novel.
Right. And then you open that up, and then there's three more paragraphs, and then at the bottom,
you have to write something.
You know what? He uses that as the excuse to just sign Love, Adam.
Oh.
So that's my other problem with all of this. I don't want, you know, and then, you know, I feel like it's from the 70s because at the end of all of this crap that I don't even read, I really.
You skim it.
I just skim.
Yeah, he's pouring his heart out to
you. No, he's not, because at the end it says this was Susan B. Miller actually wrote this long poem.
I know, but it resonated.
Susan wrote it.
I want you to know how much I feel your pain. Look what I hold in my hand.
Oh, look at that watercolor.
That's exactly the one.
I bought one of these this weekend just to talk about on the show because it's so cheesy. This is from the troubled relationship section.
I've gotten a few of those.
Don't you think? In a way, it's kind of funny, right?
I think one man do your work.
Well, give us a little taste of it.
Listen to the opening lines of this. Things haven't been going exactly smoothly between us lately. I'm not making this up, by the way.
I love the voice.
Things haven't been going exactly smoothly between us lately. And the reason isn't really as important as what we can do to make things better. Ellipses. Dot, dot, dot. I love you.
Yes.
And that's a fact. You mean the world to me. And I believe that together we can figure out how to get things back to the way they used to be between us.
Blah, blah, blah. All you have to do is get a card with a heart and then on the inside say, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I love you. Bam.
When you open this one up, it says, I promise to do my part.
Oh, God.
Because I do love you.
Yes, he does.
With all my heart.
All the
heart. Turn the word love into a drinking game with those stupid cards.
I have to admit, I'm like Adam, I have purchased numerous cards just like that. The triple fold, long schmoopy whoopy, and I have given them to Nicole, and she has teared up numerous times when reading it.
She reads them.
Here's the problem. Why would she tear up?
Oh, because...
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Why would she tear up? When those are not your words, they're somebody else's words.
Yeah, but you go through and you read it, and they resonate with your situation.
You plug in your story.
And the secret is to underline the words that you want to pop and stand out.
Oh, that is so true. See? Gentleman Caller does that.
What would you underscore on
this
one
I don't know.
Here?
I'd have to look at
love.
It.
Love. Do
I
my
love
part.
You. Do my part, underline.
All we have to do is hang on and work our way through this, so you'd underline hang on.
Sure, yeah, hang
all
on.
All we have to do is... Hang on.
Right, grab
hang on. Keep reading.
Jeremy came up with those two words.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
So, but sometimes you just can't put how you feel into words, and the card does it for you. I mean, you're still giving the gift
cheating.
This is how I feel.
They're not your words.
That's okay. Who cares?
The reason why Nicole cries is because it takes her 5 minutes to read like, one of those, and she has time to process. Oh, God,
not
I'm married
one
to
of
Jeremy.
These. Not another one.
The bottom line is all of these are terrible, but they're not as bad as the cards that have glitter in them.
Those
are from Satan. Satan. But we need to come back and talk about not only cards, but saving cards. Because I get the feeling, knowing what pack rats the two of you are, you guys are card savers.
Fire hazard all up in my house.
So I took this cheesy card. By the way, this greeting card comes from the You and Me collection.
What'd that run you?
This was $3.29.
God, cards are expensive now.
Cheaper than therapy.
This is from the troubled relationship section of the You and Me section of the greeting card section.
You know, I will say, though, that the expansion of categories in the card world is just a wonderful sign of the times. Because a decade ago, there wasn't a troubled relationship. And now they have, like... If your pet passes away, they have pet, bereavement cards. They have all sorts of different card
categories. I'm expecting to get a vasectomy one. Congratulations on your vasectomy.
Yeah.
I bet
they have
those.
That section?
I wondered, there's something I wondered about years ago, and then some people got so pissed that I would even recommend this. But the one category that I think they haven't done is funny bereavement cards. Because you have you have funny birthday, you've got funny get well, you've got funny Valentine's Day cards and like that. But sometimes if you've had family members who have passed away and you get card after card after card that is just like, whoa.
Right. It weighs you down.
You need
I think
a puppy.
It might be, you might need at least one from somebody that's a funny card to kind of lift your spirits a little bit. So I am advocating for funny bereavement cards.
Get on it, man.
There's a hole in the market. I could make $1 million with funny bereavement cards.
We should ask Sarah Jessica Parker because I have a little theory that it's kind of a backup career for a lot of people to just have a greeting card line. I think a lot of people do dream about it.
I totally have one that's tucked back in my brain that I could totally do. I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh.
But I have it.
I just gave away my funny bereavement idea.
Yeah. My one of my besties, she has always been infatuated. She's had an obsession with cards, with greeting cards. And she wants to have her own line. And she would call it Quintessential Moments because her name is Heather Quinn.
So her
see
name
what she
is
did
in
there?
It.
Clever. Yeah. Wouldn't make me buy the card, though, unless I really
No,
like
I don't
it.
Know.
No, I don't know. There'd be a good fart joke in there.
Are you? See, a fart joke and a bereavement card would be great.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never smell their gas again. High five.
Yeah, don't fart in the casket.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, happy day.
Get me out of here.
Aww.
It's like the ultimate Dutch oven.
It totally is. It's an eternal Dutch
We're
oven.
We're going to hell.
It's an eternal Dutch oven.
See? There would be people who would need that at that particular
time. Okay. Tell Satan, I say
that's
hello.
That's pretty good. Oh, it's funny. But
are
yeah,
you guys card keepers?
Yeah, you mentioned that. I totally am. I got we have stacks of cards, and the ones I really like to hold on to are ones from grandparents, because I'll go back and look at those. I just got a card from my grandma this weekend. It was a thank you card for birthday stuff, and I'm gonna save it. She writes it in pencil, and you can see her. Where she erased, and then you can kind of see what she wrote
she
before
she
erased
card?
It and had to rewrite it.
Oh, yeah, you know.
She called you the wrong name?
No.
She put your sister's name in there instead?
The problem is she writes in pencil, though, and that's not going to last.
See, I save all of Nanny's, too. I think when I move into my new house, one of my lifelong projects, since I won't have any money to go out and do anything, is to organize all of the cards that I have by year, because I have decades of them. But the thing with nannies
you have
that
decades worth of greeting
cards.
Oh,
hell yeah. I still have birthday cards from the seventh grade that my friends gave me. And
why?
Because should the day ever come that I want to sit on my floor and look through all of them.
When you're 50 years old, you're going
to
look back
want
at that
to look
and see that.
At a
I'm gonna
birthday
care.
Card from when
right.
you were in
totally
seventh
will.
Grade
I'm going to care that
from
Nick Gearhart
friend.
Sent me a card, yeah. But my thing with nannies is that her handwriting is such a treasure. I mean, people don't have penmanship like that anymore. So that's another reason. It's, you know, all scripty and scrolly, and it looks like a magical princess.
So you keep one. So
no,
you can
you
see
the,
her. You have
no, that's like Sophie's Choice. You can't pick your favorite out of all the cards.
We've started saving Reed's cards already.
Good.
He's got 1 through 4, age one
so
through four.
So you're passing along your pack rat.
Yeah, so he'll, if he wants to keep him, he can. If he's like you in the future, screw this.
Right. Just use it as kindling for a fire.
There are a handful of cards that I've saved, but not every card.
Well, that's a difference between someone who has a heart and you with a big black
hole. My God.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.